And then Saturday is kind of like, depends on whether the government opens this time or not. But I think we may have slipped past the deadline, but I may not be having the North, the National Weather Service Great Lakes Office has its semi-annual meeting. They normally have it in person at the office there, as well as online. I think it's going to be an online meeting only at this point. But anyway, that's the case. You all are welcome to join in, even if you're not in part of District 2 or District 3. It might be of interest to learn what the weather coming out. Sunday next week is the Sooner Region 5 Hawks Combat, which will be a 4-8 trip ahead of this one. And that starts on 60 meters channel 4, and it goes to 40 meters, V-Star and DMR. You don't have to have all of them to join in, or any of the modes that you have available, or any of the frequencies that you can hit that are available. You're welcome to join into those.
No, start at the top of the hour, and then you can move over to
Delta@NRRL.net, and I would be happy to give you more information if you need it. All right, let's go down the roster. We'll start out with KBA-R8C to be followed by N8ODU. Mr. Brett, how are things in D5?
Hey Todd, good afternoon, Matt. This is Katie at RHC. Not too much going on, to be honest. It's been pretty quiet, so that's always good. We haven't had any weather.
Once again, I thank the county for kicking in a few bucks to help us get that going. That's always good. Other than that, there's not all that much going on here as things are sort of beginning to wind down. And we'll start having some meetings to do some sort of, you know, just sort of all get together amongst the RC people and the racing people that are here. And kind of button up for the winter, which is always good. On a personal front, my 2016 laptop was groaning a little bit, actually groaning quite a lot. I picked up a really inexpensive one of those mini PC bricks. I already had a bunch of the existing components for it here, so I've got that, and my next job here at the house is convert that over to take advantage of that to replace the old laptop to run all my digital stuff here. So given all the vagaries and other weirdness associated with the operating system, that's going to keep me nice and occupied for at least a little while until I manage to get all that stuff operational. Other than that, not too much going on. Nice little rain, but looking forward to the fall. With that, back to you. This is TOH, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAKBD, KE8DY, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. Well, I hope the upgrade goes well. Those are always fun exercises to go through, that's for sure. 9 years out of a Windows machine is a good long time. Nice to hear you got some funding from the county, and good deal with that. Groups.io is the basis for our distribution list for the MIARPSC we also do have other capabilities that come with that that we haven't fully taken advantage of. But you'll give PDs on that, EDDs as well. And as far as the set, you mentioned the set and after the set, and the one thing I've got on standing on my to-do list is to get the after-action report finalized and back out. Jack comments for me late last week, and I've got to internalize those, get those into the report, and I'll send the report out to the help with the improvement process. We always have a few things we want to do to improve our capability further. So more to come with that, and the report will go out onto the MIARPSC website under an Oxcom area, so you'll need your account to log in to see the report. And we'll glad to put it out there to share. All right, let's go to NHWRO, and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Kim, how are things in Macomb County?
Yeah, thank you, Max, for the airtime. I appreciate it. This is Tim, one of the AECs in Macomb County. We just had one of our in-person meetings, the first one after the set, and EC Dave demonstrated the ResGrid app, which is a CAD dispatching application we are considering using that might assist, you know, our set dispatch center during the drills. And then also our Deputy EC Mike did a WinLink refresher course specializing on that field situation report. Let's see, the only other thing would be I was going to go to White Lake at my con meeting as well, but I do hear that's going to be just an off-site meeting rather as opposed to being on-site. The FCC is down. The website, as we know, is down, so our postcard recruitment project is on a little bit of a hiatus, but hopefully that won't last for long. Thank you to N8OBU for the link. I'm going via Mount Clemens UFH repeater. And with that, I will turn it back to Net Control. N8WRO, back to you, Max.
All right, Tim, thank you for the comments. I hope you are able to pick up our phone charge efforts and keep that rolling. And we are taking a pause here. This is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. this is 5 years. If there's anyone else who'd like to join the next, please call now.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. No traffic, over.
WD8AXC, we've got you in there. You've got a good readable signal, too. Next station, please.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. No traffic.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, also good signal. Next station. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we'll continue on down the roster. We start up with Whiskey Delta A Uniform Sierra Alpha, and then we'll go back into Macomb County, KE4ZYQ. Mr. Joe, how are things over in Kent County?
Well, first of all, Max, radio check, I'll copy, over.
I still have you good readable.
Okay, thank you. I have you the same, but you say sometimes to readable.
Frequencies, and I think including shares. As far as the volunteer effort goes, that's a good reminder for folks. There's actually a few ways that we count volunteer effort. A couple of them are done by your emergency coordinators and net managers. First off, there's a volunteer hours that get submitted, and that gets collected in. They put it in online on our website. That gets all totaled up. I extract that along with a set of net reports that Mark Shaw, KADP, puts in. He collects those net reports, which shows traffic and check-ins on various traffic nets, such as the MaxNet, MITN, ThisVeryNet, and so forth. Those get tallied up. So those two reports are bundled together. And then the other thing that Mark collects is what Joe's talking about, PSHR, that's not the prostate exam, but that is the public service honor roll is what that stands for. And as he said, it's got several different categories of do you have any appointments that you mean that you do? Did you put in any additional hours of public service or public safety time and so forth? And then the second part of that reporting is the station activity report, that's the SAR. And that one is indicating if you participate in any traffic nets, did you handle any traffic? Did you originate any traffic? Did you relay any traffic? Did you receive traffic? And did you also get to deliver it to its final destination? And you can get points for those as well. And those points also do get... those counts also get translated into some dollar values, but not as part of the section reporting. Those are done at AWR headquarters. So those all get bundled together and that all gets sent as part of the section report. So it is good. I always tell people that you're unsure if you spend 5 minutes to send them, if you spend 10 minutes, I don't think any person in all of them doesn't know it because you're not counting everything you've done. And that's just the fact that we're probably just doing more than we realize, and so it helps to be able to share that information with others. In the state, we put in something on the order of about $100,000 a month of volunteer effort. And if you go out to the MIASC website, look under volunteer hours, I think is the link, that will tell you, that'll give you a reporting that you can see. What that all looks like. And if you're interested in submitting the time to submit a PSHR or an SAR or both, go down to the bottom of any of the pages on the website and you'll see a link for reporting formatter, and that will take you to a form that you can put in that you can submit. And it'll give you back in radiogram format the one or two parts depending on what you submitted. There's two types of messages. Thank you all of that. Thanks for all of that, Joe, and also the reminder to send a note to your congressman on HOA activities that are trying to comfort them to it. All right, let's go to KEQYQ, Mr. Joe at Clinton Township, how you doing?
This is KE4ZYQ. First of all, the privilege to check into the net, and keep the avenues of communication open for emergencies or otherwise, and I'm proud to be a ham radio operator with the folks like yourselves out there keeping the communication avenues open. Nothing major to report other than being privileged to be part of it and utilize the services that are here and keeping the bandwidths and the allocations working. So back to that, KE4ZYQ.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you join us on the net, and a privilege as well to be able to chat with you. And we welcome back every week. I was just down in your neck of the woods a week ago. One of my hobbies is Legos, and there's a shop that I got sent to that I can't remember the name of the shop now, but they've got a great collection of used Lego parts. So if you're looking for an odd piece, that's the place to go. And if you need it, I can get it to you offline. Okay, anyway, we'll go next to KDA and WRP to be followed by KDA-SWR. Good afternoon, KDA-SWR, Pace, you have to comment.
Right in between some other nets or other activities. So good to hear everybody here, and hello to Joe in Kent County, and hello to Brett also in District 5. KE8DON, back to you, sir, from WD8AXB. Over.
UHF Hub, disconnected.